In addition to determining the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor, Camden voters are also electing a new mayor, which could mean plenty of change coming to the little city across the river from Philadelphia, or more of the same. The three candidates running for the top job in Camden debated each other today at Rutgers University, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
The likely frontrunner is City Council President Frank Moran. He's got the Democratic Party's preferred line on the ballot, and he scored a big endorsement from current mayor Dana Redd, whose policies he is promising to continue. Moran said he was proud of the city's new police force and the influx of businesses flocking to Camden for state tax breaks.
And the fruits are in what you see throughout the city of Camden with the progress that we've done. I'm running for mayor because I've been part of what has been done thus far.
But what if you don't like what's been done thus far? The two other candidates are promising change. Tech consultant and former Board of Education member Theo Spencer criticized the tax breaks given to companies that moved to Camden. Spencer said those tax breaks are having a direct and painful impact on residents.
That's property taxes that are supposed to be coming into the city to fix things like roads. So it's like, well, we can't find the money. Well, you gave the money away.
Spencer is proposing a city wage tax that will mostly be paid by out-of-towners. Furniture store owner Ray Lamboy is the third candidate in the race. He characterized Moran as a career politician. Lamboy said Moran has had plenty of chances to fix the problems in the city, like streets full of potholes, but he hasn't.
Frank Moran's been on city council for 20 years. How can you not come up with a solution for that road in your district after 20 years?
All three men running for Camden mayor are Democrats. No Republicans are in the race. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.